Federal authorities say more than 500,000 immigrants currently living in the U.S. are fugitives on the run from the law. Now there's a new effort to round them up using special strike teams like the ones hitting the streets in Los Angeles. That's where NPR's Mondolit Del Barco joined one team searching for a man who's avoided arrest for nearly two decades.
The moonlight shines down on a small American flag outside Marcelo Lozano's suburban townhouse in the San Fernando Valley. It's not quite 5 a.m., and a team of immigration agents is at his front door.
Police federal officers, can you come to the door, please?
Lozano answers the door, groggy from sleep, and offers no resistance. The agents lead him out in handcuffs and chains. The past is finally catching up for this 59-year-old Mexican immigrant who was convicted 20 years ago.
He's what we would consider a predator case. He's got a child molestation charge in the past. So he's definitely one of our high-priority targets.
Eric Saldana is an agent with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Driving to the next location, he explains there are now four ICE teams in Los Angeles dedicated to tracking down and deporting immigrants who are considered fugitives.
We're targeting the worst of the worst right now. On a weekly, if not a bi-weekly basis, we're constantly going after people who have been convicted of murder, crimes involving firearms, sex crimes. Those people have done some pretty heinous things in the past, and we see them all.
But there's still a tremendous backlog of warrants for immigrants who were ordered to leave the U.S. but didn't.
There are literally hundreds of thousands of people who have pending cases before the immigration courts.
ICE spokesperson Virginia Kai says by the end of the year, her agency will have 52 fugitive operations teams across the country.
It was a shift in focus in the wake of 9/11. With the support of Congress, we were able to establish these teams, a recognition that the absconder population was steadily growing, that it exceeded 500,000 people, and that was considered a travesty. Why do we have a system of immigration courts if, in fact, these orders are not ever going to be enforced?
At later stops this morning, agents round up two Filipino men, both convicted felons who've been on the run for years. Along with Marcelo Lozano, they're driven to a detention center to be photographed, fingerprinted, and eventually deported. While he waits, Lozano muses about how he came to the U.S. in 1971, crossing illegally across the border in Tijuana.
Hace como 20 años. Cuando pasó eso, no fui a la cárcel.
Lozano says it's been 20 years since he was arrested for repeatedly molesting one of his daughters. By then, he had a green card and was working in construction. Lozano was sentenced to 60 months probation, but it wasn't until the 1990s that Congress passed laws making his a deportable crime. Lozano did go to jail for 4 months, but never showed up in court to be deported. That's how he became a fugitive.
Y bueno, yo ya esperaba esto también.
I've been expecting this, he says, as he sits in handcuffs. The question is, what took so long? ICE agent Eric Saldana says there's a different answer for every fugitive immigrant.
It could have been they were released on bond and they absconded from the bond. There's times when people will go from a county facility to a state facility to another county facility. Those computer systems don't talk to each other. They're individual to the jail. Yeah. At that time, if we hadn't identified them there again, there's a chance he might be released to the street.
ICE spokesperson Kais says her agency is making a greater effort at monitoring all immigrants who are convicted felons.
We're using telephonic voice recognition reporting system. We're using ankle bracelets. We now have this fugitive operations team. If they fail to comply with the court order, there's a very real possibility one morning there's going to be a knock at their door.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Police.
La policía, por favor.